Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, and to all believers, to all the Shia, to all Muslims, to all of humanity, on this being the day of the demise of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. When she left this temporal world to return to her father in the greater abode. And as a dua that she would read after the demise of her father, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And you would ask that why would she read such a dua? Know that what happened after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, to the most beloved person after, rather the most beloved person to him on this earth, rather in all the realms and in all the planes of existence, there was nobody as close to him as Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. And what those so-called Muslims who did to her after the demise of the Holy Prophet and the events that occurred, the respect that they showed, or rather lack of respect that they showed to the house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't want to get into those events, as you are all aware of those events. But this is the dua that is recorded that she would say after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she would say that, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, that surely I am tired and have turned my back to this life. قَدْ سَئِمْتُ الْحَيَاةِ I'm tired of this life. I want to go away from it. I've turned my back to this life, this, you know, temporal life of this material world. And I have distanced myself from those who are أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا. Those people who are living here, those people who have made this world their objective, I have distanced myself. I have nothing to do with them. And this is where she says something really heart-rending and really heartbreaking. And she says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَلْحِقْنِي بِأَبِي So attach me to my father. Take me back to him. إِلَهِ عَجِّلْ وَفَاتِي O my Lord, make my death come quicker. عَجِّلْ وَفَاتِي سَرِيعًا That bring that demise and that leaving of this أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا, the leaving of those people who did this after the demise of my beloved father. Bring ease to me. This is the dua that is recorded that she would recite after the demise of her beloved father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to one day, with the Imam of our time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, make the ziyarah of the grave of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. Insha'Allah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد